News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. All right, we're not even going to go into the Triple Dipper yet. All right, I labeled for you what we're doing. Next thing we'll do on the Triple Dipper will be the culture wars, but there's some breaking news going on in the world of politics, not the least of which is Secretary of State Madeleine Albright just passed away. So there's that. But the other kind of, you know, political campaign season Alabama-oriented tsunami that just hit today is that the rumors appear to have been true, and President Donald Trump just withdrew his endorsement of Congressman Mo Brooks. So I thought I'd go ahead and just dialogue with somebody who's been dialoguing about this for a long time, our own Dale Jackson. Dale's on the phone right now, so let me grab it. Hey, Dale, how you doing, bud?
I'm doing great.
Good. Well, you gave me some initial thoughts by text message that I can't repeat on the air, but tell me what you're thinking right now.
Well, I think it's pretty clear that this is maybe becoming more clearly than I thought it was, because I'll tell you, I believed that all of this was just talk. And the fact is, this guy was, in reality, thinking about pulling his endorsement. If you could give me a real reason to do it, I'd love to hear it. But so far, everything we've heard is garbage. Mo hasn't weakened on the ballot integrity 2020 stuff. He has not gone woke. His quote that I told Mo after he gave his speech, I said, "You just lost the election and there's nothing you can do about it." Come on. I mean, the whole thing's a lie. And, you know, Trump lies. Okay, we know that. That is who he is. It's part of the package. And you basically have to say, "I support his policies, but he is a worthless SOB," like that kind of stuff. You just go along with that and you say, "Hey, I deal with that." Well, this is what happens when you make those sort of compromises sometimes.
Yeah, well, so I don't know if you've talked to Congressman Brooks today. He was on my show yesterday. There was no indication we were headed down this road, but I think something was up, because when he and I were coordinating, I mentioned something about talking about polling, and he said polling changes overnight, and with things that are going to be coming out in the next 2 days, there's no sense even talking about polling. And I thought, what does that mean? I think I know what it means now.
Yeah, that's probably it. I had heard that Trump already had this statement drawn up and all this other stuff. You know, that stuff had been talked about. But, you know, that's all just noise until it actually happens. And Donald Trump was clearly doing this thing where he teases stuff. Stay tuned, because guess what? Something's coming. And he basically teased and teased and teased and teased it. And then there it is. This is exactly what it is. And I'll tell you, I find it to be incredible that he was willing to turn his back on Brooks and couldn't give a real reason to do it. I think that goes to show you what this is about. He saw polls, doesn't think Trump's going to win, so he bailed.
Well, so, all right, let's talk about that for a minute, because I just did a monologue here a few minutes ago, and I talked about the fact that in politics, like Charlene always says, politics years should be measured like dog years. And the old saying in campaign season is, in campaigning, a week is a lifetime. So Brooks has got 60 days. What's his path forward at this particular moment?
I'm not sure. Okay.
Did we lose Dale?
Here's the reality of life right now for Mo Brooks. He has to overcome this and then survive two people that have spent their entire campaigns trashing him. So now what are they going to do? Are they going to continue trashing him? Doesn't really seem to be much of a point to that. It seems the goal here should be to fight for that Trump endorsement, kiss the ring, try to say that I'll overthrow the election if I get elected, which Mo Brooks wasn't willing to do, and then hope and pray that Brooks makes it into the runoff. So what you got to do is you got to try to kill the other guy or gal. That's what has to happen. They got to stop worrying about Brooks right now. And at this point, they're going to have to do that. So Mo might become that Robert Bentley type candidate floating around and survive the fire between the two. I don't know if that's going to happen. If I was in their campaigns, that's what I would suggest. But he has to basically just kind of say, look, Donald Trump's wrong on this. I haven't waffled on any of these things. Here are all the things I agree with. Here are all the things that we're on the same page. If he doesn't want to endorse me, that's his choice. It's a free country. But I'm going to keep fighting for the same things I've always believed with. And Donald Trump and I agree on a lot of these things. He just doesn't want to endorse me. But now he's siding with Mitch McConnell and blah, 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 blah. And that's exactly what it appears he's doing.
Wow. Okay. So, all right. Well, so then the other question becomes, the last part of Trump's statement was he'll be making a new endorsement soon. Basically, someone gets to come down there and kiss the ring, I guess. But so Is he going to give it to the person who he called the Liz Cheney of Alabama, or is he going to give it to the person who already made a statement in a public speech that election integrity wasn't his big deal, which is allegedly why Brooks is not the endorsee now? So who does he go with, you think?
I like how you act like any of that matters. Mo Brooks stood there on January 6th. And said this. Donald Trump said he supports Mo Brooks because he's been fighting with him this entire time, and that he's his guy, and Alabamians can trust him. It doesn't matter. Donald Trump turned the corner, and he's like, what's going on today? Oh, look, I see Katie Brown on TV. I'm going to endorse her. Oh, look, there's a Mike Durant email. I'm going to endorse him. Hey, look, Dale Jackson, is he running for Senate? No? Okay, well, I want to endorse him. I'll go back to him. No, it's just whoever talks to him next. If I'm Katie Britt, I get on a plane and head down to Mar-a-Lago, and I campaign there as opposed to in Alabama.
Well, I would say Mike Durant got in his helicopter and took off as soon as the statement came out.
He was down there Monday.
Oh, Durant was?
Yep, he was down there Monday.
Well, there you go. I mean, I'll be honest with you, that's where I see it going. I don't think there's any love between Trump and Shelby. If there's any love between Trump and McConnell, I doubt it. I think what we're looking at here is probably a Mike Durant, who just got General Michael Flynn recently. I bet that's where the endorsement's headed, if it's headed at all, but I think it probably is.
Well, you've got to remember this. Trump is transactional. That's it. It's what can he get out of it in that moment, in that situation. That's it. So Mike Durant might look, if he's looking at polls, there you go. Mike Durant's the way to go. I mean, that is, you can't tell me there's anything else. There's Donald Trump's not sitting in Mar-a-Lago going, who's the most conservative candidate? Because if he was, that's Mo Brooks. The guy that stood by me? Well, if he's doing that, it's Mo Brooks. Anything, any calculus that's being made right now, the answer is always Mo Brooks. So we unendorsed him. So none of this makes any sense. Like I said, it's the last person to talk to him before he finally makes a decision. We'll get what they want.
Well, I think if he's looking for having his name attached to the person who has been climbing in consecutive polls after consecutive polls since the moment he got in, that's going to wind up being Mike Durant. We'll see, bro. I mean, it's, you know, it's that thing that we wondered if it would happen. And this is the first time I've truly, has Trump ever unendorsed anybody before? Have we seen that before? Besides, I mean, like he's cut people off at the knees before, like Jeff Sessions, but has he ever unendorsed a candidate running for office?
No, because it's moronic. I mean, there's no reason to do it. It doesn't help you. It doesn't help them. It throws everything into chaos, and it just makes no sense. It calls your thought process into question. It calls everything into doubt. Unless he has a plan here, which, let's be honest, if he does, I guarantee you he's not going to follow it by the time he gets to where he's going. It just throws everything into chaos, and here he is trying to figure out what's best for Donald Trump in this situation, and I think this hurts his brand.
Well, I don't disagree with that because it makes him look like somebody you already questioned whether he was loyal to his people. All you had to do was disagree with him on one thing or appear to at the very least, like Jeff Sessions or whatever else. But nonetheless, this one looks like somebody who doesn't stick by his man. And that's where it is today. All right, brother. Appreciate your insights. Hopefully have you on tomorrow with the Grand Council. All right.
Yes, sir.
All right, Dale Jackson right here at WVNN. We appreciate it. Copper, go ahead and take us to a break. We'll do that. We'll come back and we'll hit number one of the Triple Dipper, the culture wars. Oh, I got some crazy stories for you. I mean, like, crazy. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back.